Okay, we are now recording the chat session for those that, you know, are interested. The topic for the week is the virtual mode, what it is, you know, what do we use it for? So how many of us know what virtual mode is? How many of us utilize what virtual mode is?
I use virtual mode whenever I want to get a route and I'm not on site. And it works very well also for planning. I use it a lot for planning.
Okay, for those that don't know or are confused by it, the GPS has two modes. There's GPS mode, which like Bob said, is when you're out with a fix and when you're physically tracking satellites. The second mode is the virtual mode, and the virtual mode allows you to do multiple things. It allows you to look up points of interest around a specific street. It allows you to create a route and follow the route virtually, meaning follow it while you're sitting on your couch, and you can learn the route, the directions, the turns, what streets should be coming up, you know, kind of memorize the route. And the other kind of really neat thing is to be able to explore the route without, or explore the map without being tied to any route. So you can walk around the map and find out what streets are around your neighborhood, what directions they go, how many feet they are to the next block, you know, those types of things.
One other thing, to do an analogy, this is identical to the old Atlas, Speaks, and Strider. Strider would be the GPS mode, and Atlas, when you switch to Atlas mode, that was virtual mode. So for those old users of that system, that would be the difference. That's actually the very similarity it's drawing on, is Strider, you're out and about walking, that's the GPS mode, and Atlas Speaks was the old virtual mode, being able to explore the map while sitting at your desk.
Now, in order to create a route in virtual mode, what you need to do is do an address lookup or a POI search and set that as your virtual position, so you have a starting point, and then you do another address lookup or another POI search, and then set that as your destination, and then you can create either a vehicle route or a pedestrian route from point A, which is your virtual position, or point B, which is your destination. In GPS mode, in order to create a route, you actually just need to set your destination, and the system assumes the starting point is where you're physically standing. So those are kind of the differences between the two modes. When you're virtually exploring the map using your virtual explore commands on the BT, it is 2, 3, 5, 6 will move you forward an intersection. On also on the BT, to turn to the left, turn yourself to the left, you do a 2 or 3, dots 2, 3, and a 5, 6 will turn you to the right. On the QT, it's control up arrow will move you to an intersection at a time. Control left arrow turns you to the left, and control right arrow turns you to the right. But when you're virtually exploring that map, your points of interest are triggering just like they would be if you were outside. So if you pass a McDonald's on the right, you know, your point of interest is going to trigger and tell you how far away that McDonald's is. So you kind of get, not only are you knowing what street you're walking down and what streets you're turning, you know, walking down, turning left, turning right, but you're also getting a feel for the landmarks, if you will, like the buildings, what the sighted person said, there's a McDonald's on your right. Okay, well, now I know there's a McDonald's on my right, or there's a Starbucks on the left, or whatever. So it gives you the ability to map your not only the route, but the area around you.
One other thing that I'm not sure if everyone is aware of, when you'd have to have your look around points of interest turned on in virtual mode for those announcements to show up. But also, it's only looking for points of interest around the intersection. So if, let's say the intersections are 400 or 500 feet apart, and you move from one intersection with the, you know, forward command to the next intersection, it's only going to look the points of interest around that last, you know, the intersection that you're currently at. It's not scanning all of the points of interest because there could be hundreds on that block. Well, maybe not hundreds, but, you know, there could be a lot of points of interest on that block, and it'll only look for the ones closest to that intersection. And if there isn't any points of interest at that intersection, then you won't get any announcements at that point.
But you could tap a dot 4 on the BT or a F or a, on the QT or the BT, and then look around to see all the points that are around there. Even if you get to an intersection with no points of interest, you could then look for ones within a quarter of a mile very quickly.
Absolutely. Yep, definitely. There's also the undo command, which will bring you back one virtual position backwards. Currently, you only have one level of undo or backup, and that's space 2356 on the BT and control down arrow on the QT.
So do we have any questions so far?
I just wanted to thank Eileen for the nice recommendation to fellow GPSers to come to this chat session this week. That was a great email. More of those.
For those who may be joining the session and haven't used virtual mode very much, could you go through a simple route to show how it's done and kind of so they can hear it sort of real time, and then that would be something they could also listen to on the archive?
Yes, we can do that. Give me a couple seconds to figure one out.
The one thing I'd add about the virtual mode is I use my virtual position very frequently. I haven't been listening with both ears here, so hopefully this hasn't been mentioned. Use the virtual position as a second destination or as an interim destination. So I might find that I want to turn at some particular point before I get to my final destination, or I want to know that I'm passing through it. I set that as my virtual position, and it will trigger automatically just the way the destination will.
Hello, this is Howard from Milwaukee. Man, what a war, but I finally got in. Somehow one of my IE settings got changed with cookie handling.
Sorry, Mike, I really didn't follow what you were trying to explain. Could you just go through that again?
Okay. You can set your virtual position as a second destination or an alternate destination, because you can always find out your destination, obviously, with D and your virtual position with I. So you're cruising along in GPS mode, and you want to know about some interim place, and that would be your virtual position. So you hit I to hear that, and you hit D to hear your destination.
And then when your GPS position gets close to your virtual position, you're going to hear, arrived at virtual position, or something like that. I can't remember what I said.
Ah, so this is a command for GPS mode, not in the virtual mode per se.
Correct, except you can, in virtual mode, find out where your GPS real location is by also issuing the same command. I believe it's I, and that'll give you your distance and bearing to your real GPS position. So no matter what mode you're in, it'll tell you how far away either your GPS position is or your virtual position is.
Excellent. I always learn something new.
Let me see if I get why and how we're doing this. I'm doing a route from LA to San Francisco, so I'm going to be in the car for 8 hours. So it's tracking my trip from LA to San Francisco, but I'm halfway, like Santanella. So I put where I am as my virtual position so I can see what's around there, but I could do that anyway. So I guess I don't get it. I'm sorry.
Let's say that you're, you know, in that scenario, that you want to stop in, you know, one of the little towns along the way, either because there's a real cool sandwich place that you want to stop for. What you would do is you would find that place either by address or by point of interest lookup, set that as your virtual position, and then as you're moving along, you can say, well, how far am I away from my virtual position or my, you know, second destination that I want to, you know, I want to be notified when I get close to that. And then as you're trucking along, oh, I wanted to stop in, Santa Barbara, let's say, and there's a sandwich stop there. It'll notify you that you've arrived at your virtual position along your route if it's, you know, close to your virtual close to your route as you're traveling along. Or you could just hit the I command to find out how close you are to your virtual position while traveling along your route from LA to San Francisco.
Now I get it. Thank you.
And I tend to use it less for that than as a reference point. I might want to know where I am relative to some other meaningful point to me in a trip. When I'm in an airplane, it might be, I want to know where I am relative to the final airport or to my house or anything else. It's just nice that you don't have to change your destination in order to get this other reference point.
Yeah, and changing your destination while traveling along a route is not a good idea. I should really actually not allow you to do that unless you deactivate your route, but currently you can, and you know it's probably not a great idea, and maybe I should warn you that you're changing your destination, but your route, the final waypoint in your route, is your destination. So are you sure you want to do this?
Well, sometimes I find it wants to change the destination by a mistake. I mean, I hit a D or something, and it moves my destination to something else, and I'm not even quite sure how I did it.
Good point. You might even, the last command you did was D, and then you hit space by mistake, and which issues the last command that you've done. And in those situations, maybe we need to really consider or rethink how the repeat last command works.
Actually, probably too, what happened is maybe you hit the space D command, and that sets your destination. But where I've actually done it, where I wanted to set my destination, but it was looking up a point of interest or a point of interest look around actually triggered, and therefore when I hit the space with D, it set that newly triggered point of interest as my destination, which was a mistake, by the way.
Would it be possible to keep a log of your prior destination? So, for example, if you had maybe 4 or 5 or even 10 different destinations you went to on a regular basis, you could add that to a log and then just scroll through and quickly change your destination at any time.
What a good idea. It's sort of like My Favorites, but that's a little bit better than My Favorite. I don't know. Maybe it's a different My Favorites. It's the last X number of destinations. That's a possibility. Now, if it has to remember it between sessions, that becomes a little bit more difficult. If it's just within the session, it's a little bit easier, but we can add that to the feature list. Hey, Chris?
Yes, we can.
You're saying My Favorites like it's something that's already there, is it?
No, it's a feature request that we've been toying around for a while now. Sorry, I haven't implemented it. It's not in the current alphas. My Favorites yet, but it's definitely one pretty high on the list, and maybe when we get to the buy a feature thing, someone will buy that one.
Well, I do have a virtual position set on my Braille note, so if people want to see how this works, I can hopefully it'll pick up the Braille note. I do have a set of speakers hooked up as well.
Go for it, Chris.
Okay, I locked the keyboard or locked the microphone, so I am going to do a F to find my nearest points of interest. And I hit the down arrow key. I'm using a QT. Okay, let's actually get something a little further away, so I'm going to do a search. I'm going to do a Control F.
Enter starting distance.
Press
or
enter.
The voice, enter the ending distance or the voice search.
Press enter again.
Select the category. All chosen. Enter voice search string or press enter or nearest voice.
I'm going to type in
key.
Circuit for Circuit City.
Within quarter of a mile. Expand search to 1 mile. Yes. 2 points found. Circuit City front door 0.65 miles left.
So I am going to set that as my destination with a control D or a space D on a BT.
Destination set to Circuit City front door.
Now I'm going to do R for route command.
Route command.
And then V for vehicle.
Vehicle creating vehicle route. Please wait. Route found. Verifying route. Route created. Destination set to waypoint 15, Circuit City front door. Waypoint 1, connecting to Maple and Brighton and Niagara Falls.
So now my control up arrow is tied to the route that I just created, and I cannot go left and I cannot go right. The only thing I can do is follow the route.
49 feet. Waypoint 2, Maple and Brighton and Niagara Falls. 0.70 miles. Waypoint 9, Sheridan and Niagara Falls. Turn left on Sheridan Drive heading east.
Okay, so now you heard that turn. We'll go control up arrow again. By the way, I have it set to turns only, so it skipped all the points that were straight and went to the next turn in the route. So I'm going to hit control up arrow again.
0.27 miles. Waypoint 11, Alberta and Sheridan. Turn left on Alberta Drive heading north.
And do it again.
57 feet. Waypoint 12, Alberta and Sheridan. Turn left on Sheridan Drive heading west.
Again.
862 feet. Waypoint 14, Sheridan. Turn right on Sheridan Drive heading northeast. 397 feet. Near destination waypoint 15, Circuit City front door.
Arrive near destination.
And there's Charles telling us we arrived at our destination.
Hey, cool. And I wasn't even over there.
Don't you know you always go out with us when we go somewhere?
It's a warm fuzzy.
Now, what's the equivalent command on the BT to navigate a route like that?
That would be the 2356, which is your virtual forward command. When you have a route open, it ties that command to the route, so you can only follow that route using the 2356 command or the space 2356 command to go backwards. Your 23 or your 56 will not work.
Okay, so if I create a route, it says route found, the route's automatically open and I'm in the route?
That's correct, yes.
Oh, I'm going to try that again because it don't seem to be working right here. I'm going to test it out.
Are you in virtual mode?
Yep, I've got it set to virtual.
Now, what is the command on the Braille note if you just want to do turns only?
You go into the route commands menu, you do R, and then you hit M, and it will toggle you between detailed and turns only.
All right, now let's say I've gotten to waypoint. Let's say I have 16 waypoints, and I've gotten to 14, and it says no more turns. So now I want to finish the route just, you know, going straight. Do I have to then go back to the 2356 to get to the end of my route?
No, you do not. It actually considers your destination the last point in your route. So if waypoint 14 was a turning point and waypoint 16 is your destination, it'll hop you from 14 to 16 and it'll say arrived at destination.
Okay. I was trying to follow a route that I created in virtual mode and I was looking for the turns. And I guess I didn't know about the 2356 because I was just trying to follow the turns with the T and the space T. And it wanted to get stuck like on the first turn and then I had to move the point somehow to it and then it would go on. But I didn't know about that other command, so I'll have to try it and see if I can get it to work better.
Yeah, that was the T and, yeah, all of those commands in virtual mode is really not a good idea. You should really use the 2356 or control up arrow, control down arrow, space 2356 to move you, you know, waypoint to waypoint or turn to turn in your route. And I think the next version of the software is going to make that a lot more intuitive between GPS and virtual mode so that the same commands sort of work in both modes. And commands that don't make sense in one will be taken out And if you try to issue them, it'll refer you to the command you should be using instead, so that you won't have to. If you remembered one way of doing it, and it's now not the right way to do something, it'll refer you to what you should be doing.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's helpful for the for those of us who forget the command.
Yeah, I know. Even Mike has told me that he used a command and it was telling him something, and we really want to try to make things a lot more streamlined and more consistent between the two virtual and GPS, especially in route following and exploring the route. So the next version hopefully will fix a lot of these issues that people have with route following in both GPS and the virtual mode.
Well, I'm going to have to play with it and just make some routes from place to place to see how that works.
Yeah, if you're using the T command or the W command in virtual mode, that's, you know, really not helping you understand the route very well. By using the 2356 or the control up arrow, you really get a sense of the route and how far the distance between one waypoint to the next is, where the turns are in your route. And if you do that RM command, as Chris suggested, that'll switch it from going from every point along your route to just turns only, and it's a toggle between the two modes. So you can, if you really want to see what all the intersections are along your route, you would set it to detailed and you would go through your route step by step. And then once you get real familiar with the routes and this whole idea, then you switch it to turns only, which is more like an advanced idea. And that gives you, it's 1 mile to the next turn. Okay, I don't have to worry about it for a while. Or, you know, it's 5 miles away, or it's, you know, 200 feet away. Oh, that's a, you know, fast turn between one to the next. So this gives you a really good idea of what's going on in your route.
I've found that the detailed command is really good for when you're reviewing a route that you're going to be walking, so you get a good idea of all of the streets that you'll be crossing. But then when you're in a vehicle, or if you're planning a vehicle route, the turns only mode works a lot better, because a driver is only going to be interested in where you turn.
Okay, if I'm in this route mode, I've got a route open here, RT would give me turns over, RD would give me details if I'm getting this right, and a lower G should march me through the route. Should that thing respond real slowly?
It's not RD and RT, it's RM to switch you between the two modes, detailed or turns only. So that's how you would toggle between the two. And I'm not sure what RG does. That doesn't sound familiar.
No, he said a lower G, which is 2356. It's also referred to as a lower G. That will march you through that route, yes.
Okay, but should that respond very slowly? I'm using a Braille Note PK. When I hit the lower G, nothing happens for maybe, I don't have enough fingers here. No, I still don't have enough fingers. Maybe about 15 seconds.
No, that shouldn't. It should be, like, very responsive. Your system might be overloaded right now. You may want to try resetting and try that again. But it should be fairly instantaneous, right, Chris?
Yeah, it should be. Once you hit the command, it should hop you right to the next one. Like I was doing, when I was hitting the command, it just went right to the next waypoint or turn.
Okay, well, I'm getting it said 0.61 miles. And then there's a delay. And it gives me the, hang on, whoa. When I get to heaven, I'm going to discuss with God the fact that we only have two hands. But I get the distance right away, and then there's about a 10-second delay, and it says what the points are, and, you know, gives me the rest of the detail.
I would concur with Charles. I think you might need to do a reset on that PK.
Okay. You mean just with the number 4 control key, or with 456 control, which level of reset do I try?
I would start with the C3, C4 command, which is the two, the C3 and the C4 are, you know, you turn it on, that C4, the one right next to it is C3.
Okay, I'll be listening. I'll try it out.
So I assume everyone was reading the users group this past week, and I wanted to know how many people knew of all of the different ways to set a point of interest. I was able to show five different ways of creating a point of interest. Did that surprise anyone that there was that many?
Yes.
Yep.
Did anyone think of something that I forgot of? Another way to create a point of interest that I just completely forgot that I put in there. Well, now this is a test. How many different ways are there to create a point of interest? Did I get it right? Or is there one still waiting to be discovered?
Heck, you showed me three. I didn't know. I'm going to guess you gave them to us all, because you, being a test taker, would say that's a leading question, but you're already three ahead of me.
No, I'm just playing with you guys. I don't know if I got them all or not. I think I did, but it wasn't just recently. I forgot all about that from a root you could create a point of interest, and just because I was playing around in there lately, I remembered that when I was writing that email.
Okay, virtual mode, and it took 14 seconds from the distance to the waypoint announcement.
That's after a reset?
QSL, yes, sir.
What type of card do you have for your where your maps are on?
I don't know. I bought from the dealer to two gig compact flash. I don't know what the brand is though.
Okay. Well, something's wrong there, because you listened to how Chris's was so responsive. That's what should happen. So there's something going on. You may want to try a low-level reset at this point. Do a C1, C4, and then after it comes up, then do a C3, C4, and then try the program, because something's weird there. That's not right. It shouldn't take that long, especially after it creates the root. All it's doing is just going from one to the next. It's not doing anything else. I'm wondering if, maybe we should turn off your look around, see if that has anything to do with it, and make sure that you don't have any multiple repeats going on. But yeah, that's kind of really, really weird.
Okay, well, I don't want to bore everybody else with this. I know they have their own questions. And the 1 and 4 are the outsides, and the 2 and 3 are the insides, or is it? Because I don't use the left hand much for anything on the control keys.
Yeah, C1 is the far left-hand button, or the round button, and then C4 is the far right-hand side. So hit those two. I believe that puts you you have to hit it, and then it'll make some beeping noises, and then hit it again, and it'll start up. And then once it comes through its whole, putting up the keys off, then you would do a C3, C4 afterwards, and then go in. Now, you do have 3.5, the Sendero GPS, right?
Yeah, that's what I've got here. So I do that from the main menu, not from the off position. I start with C1, C4 at the main menu, right?
Yep. Press and hold them until they beep.
Okay, I'll be back.
So who here is going to CSUN this year?
I might get to go. I haven't heard yet.
I'm going to be there.
Cool, and I'm pretty sure that Bob and Sue are going to be there.
Yep, we'll be there.